Chof Gimel Tevis, Wednesday the 14th of January, Rabbi Heschel Hager, Jail in Chazal.
We find the concept of being imprisoned as an Oynish Bezdin in the Torah and in Chazal. We know, we're familiar with the Dalet Mises Bezdin. There's Malkus for various Lavin. Nevertheless, we do find the Oynish of Maaser going to prison. The first Oynish, the first punishment that took place in the Torah, the first punishment of the Bezdin, was actually a jail. The Pasuk in the end of Parsha Shlach Lecho, the Maaser of the Mekoish Eitzim B'Yom HaShabbos, which Chazal in one place tell us, the Mekoish Eitzim was actually before Matan Torah. Chazal say, the Eden, the first Shabbos they kept, the second Shabbos, there was already a Chil Shabbos. And we know that the Mitzvah of Shabbos was given in Morah before Matan Torah. So the Mekoish Eitzim was very far back in our history, right in the beginning of everything, and Shait Nefusik, they imprisoned the Mekoshish Eitzim for being Mechal Shabbos. This is before Matan Torah. It's the first time we find an Oynish Bezdin putting someone in prison. Around about the same period, according to one day in Chazal, there was the Parsha of the Megadeth, the Mekalel, which is found in the end of Parshas Emor. Vayetze ben Yisraelis, he was the son of Shlomit Bas Divri, and had a dispute about property. And at the Pusik again, they brought him to Moshe Rabbeinu, they imprisoned the Mekalel. And only afterwards, with the Mekoish Eitzim and with the Mekalel, they sentenced them to Misa. We'll come back to those two imprisonments in a second. Those two onshim were found in the Torah. In Parashas Mishpatim, just before Sheni, Chiyuriv and Anoshim, two people having a fight, one injures the other. The Pusuk says, Im Yukovis Halech Bachutz al Mashantoi Vinika Amake. One person injures the other, and the second person gets healed. Then Vinika Amake, the person who beat him up, gets free. Rashi brings from the Gemara, Vechisala al Da'atho, would we need a Pusuk to tell us that when you injure someone, and then the person is Halech al Mashantoi, he walks, al Koichoi, he walks around properly, why should he even have a havamina to punish the person who hit him? He said, what's the havamina b'chlal? The person has to tell us, v'nikah ha-makah. If everything turns, the story has a happy ending, then v'nikah ha-makah. What's the havamina b'chlal? Zeh hoylech b'chutz, v'zeh leherav. Why should he kill somebody if he didn't do anything wrong? He hit someone, but nothing happened, Baruch Hashem. He's out of hospital. So according to one day in the Mishnah, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Rashi brings it in Parshas Mishpatim. The Pusuk tells us a chiddush. You know when v'nikah hamakeh, when a person goes out scot-free, that's in Salach HaMashantoi, the first person gets healed completely. But until the first person is walking around the streets, back at work, then we throw the person into jail, and we keep him off the streets, in order to make sure that he doesn't run away, because if Chas v'Shulam, the person who he injured, dies, he will be chayav misa for killing somebody, he is a retzeach. So the Pusuk says, Im yukum v'eshalach v'chutz al mishantoi, then v'nikah ha-makeh. But up until then, there's no v'nikah ha-makeh. No, what do we do with the makeh? We put him into prison, because we're not sure what's going to happen. We don't know how the story, which way it's going to go. If the person comes out of bed, then v'nikah ha-makeh. But if not, or up until then, is you put him in prison. That's according to one shot in the Pusuk in the Gemara. So the Gemara brings Rav Nechemya, Dash, and the Pesuk slightly differently. The Gemara asks, once Rav Nechemya, how do we know this concept of going to prison? According to the Chachamim, we Dash, and the Pesuk nicely, there's an Indian of going to prison. If somebody, we're not sure what his position is he a Ratzach, is he not a Ratzach, we put him to prison. According to Rav Nechemya, who Dash, and the Pesuk slightly differently, ask the Gemara, where do we find this idea of sentencing someone to prison? Zug the Gemara, we learn how from Makosh Shaitzim. We find in the Torah and the Pesukim just mentioned the Makosh Shaitzim, he went to prison until he was killed. So you see in the Torah, same idea, you don't know what's going to happen, you send him to prison. Ask the Gemara, Ein Edoimim, Bechalom Shashaychus. Why? The Gemara says, Makosh Shaitzim, Yedeh Yemosh Rabbeinu Shavimisa. This was tough before Matan Torah, but we knew the mitzvah of Shabbos was already given, and Mechalaleo Moisumos, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know which Misa to give the Mekoshish. He wasn't sure how to kill the Mekoshish Eitim. But he knew for definite this Mekoshish Eitim is going to be sentenced to death. Says the Gemara, if we know somebody is definitely going to be sentenced to death, then we can talk to find the Pusuk of the Chumash that you talk to put him into prison up until he gets his punishment. Which seems to be, in the Parshas Lushan HaGemura, the Mekoshish Eitim Moshe Rabbeinu of the Bezdin was scared, he thought he was going to run away. Then he was going to run out of the Midbar, or we're going to hide somewhere. But it seems to be the Gemara explains the Makosh Eitzim similar to the way we put someone in prison because we're scared he's going to run away. Pusuk pass Mishputim, Mechiriban, and Oshim, two people hit each other. And until we know what's happening with the injured person, we put the person to jail. Why? Because, in case he's going to run away. And in the end of the day, we'll have to kill him if the person dies, if you're a tzeach. So we put him in prison just so he shouldn't run away. So the Makosh Eitzim, as Mashma, we were scared he wouldn't run out in the Midbar. Either way, the Gemara says you can't learn out from Mekosh Eitzim because Mekosh Eitzim was a definite death penalty. Masha Einkein, somebody, we don't know where the story is going to end up. Sofik, who says that a Sofik, you also put someone in jail. So the Gemara says, according to Mechemi, we learn out from Megadeth. The other parash we just mentioned, the Torah, the Mekalel, which Moshe Rabbeinu Taka didn't know what the halacha is, Bechlal, maybe it's a Chayav Misa, maybe it's not a Chayav Misa, nevertheless, the first thing, you shouldn't run away, put him to prison, keep him until we find out what his Oynish will be. As well as the Gemara carries on, but we see the idea the Gemara ties in those three inyonim, the Mekodesh, the Megadeth, and someone, Yechiriv and Anoshim, they put him to prison, even the Tzatzofik, we don't know what's going to happen. Agad Malbim writes there, according to the day of Chazal, the Mekodesh and the Megadeth were the same period, Chazal say they weren't put in the same cell. And the Malbim explains why the Mekoshish and the Megadeth would happen at the same time, they weren't put together in the same room, because, as we just explained, the Mekoshish was a definite Chir Misa. Masha Enkin and the Megadeth, we weren't sure. So they had different categories of Mas, of Mishmar, even in the Midbar. And interesting, the Mechilta brings, in the Pusik, the Parashat of Mishputim, in Mishalach Lachutz V'nikah Makeb, up until then, according to Rabbanan, the Rashi brings, and put him to prison. You can't bail yourself out. Someone who is going to prison because he killed somebody, he's a Ratzeach, even if he's a Sofer Ratzeach, we don't know what's going to happen. Nevertheless, says the Mechilta, Shemeyan Yitna Revin Vital Vashuk, maybe he can bail himself out until we'll find out what happens. And meanwhile, let him go free. No, the Chazal, bail doesn't work in a case of even a Sofer Ratzeach. Let's move on to another parash in the Torah. We find the inyan of, or similar inyan of going to prison. The parasha of Ir Miklot in Parashas Maaseh, where someone, Chum Islam, kills a son b'shoigig, Yotzeach b'shoigig, he has to go into Gulus, which is an Ir Miklot. The Rambam brings a general halacha in Hilchas Sanhedrin, where he says, can a person give himself in to Beis Din for any oynish? He owns up, I did kach v'kach. We know the concept, the lomdish concept, ein uda meisim as merusha. And the Rambam says as I, gzeres ha-kusir, it's a gzeres ha-kusir, she'ein memis in Beis Din, a person can't give himself into Beis Din, say, I was Mechal Shabbos, I was a Ratzeach, and please kill me or do the punishment which I really deserve. V'lo malkin asudim, a person can't turn himself into Bezdin. I was over love, please give me malkus. I want a kapura. Why not? So the Rambam first gives a tam, an explanation. Maybe Shema Nitra Fadat of Dovazer. Maybe he's confused, it's not Bamas. It's not true. We need Shnei Eidim, we need two Eidim, and all Dina Torah to carry out punishment. The person can't come and say, yes, I did it, I know I was Mechoy Misa, I'm Mechoy Malkus. Efshe Nish. Efshe is a bit depressed, says the Rambam. Maybe he wants to get rid of himself, he wants to commit suicide, and it's a nice way to do it. And therefore, you can't kill somebody unless you have Shnei Eidim. That's the time the Rambam gives for a person who can't give himself into Bezdin. But the Rambam ends off saying, Klulah Shaldovat Sigzeris Melechi. It's Sigzeris Akusim, doesn't work. Even when we know for sure he did, or he's healthy, and he's not confused, whatever the case is, you've never killed or given Oynish to somebody unless the Ashnei Eidim. That's Misa and Malkus. What about Gulas, going into Eir Miklat? If somebody killed someone B'Shoigig, and he knows for himself he killed B'Shoigig, there are no Eidim. Does he have to go into a miklot? Or can he go to a miklot? Would it work? The Ritz from the beginning of Marcus, he's Mustafa Gela Sufik, he's not sure. If somebody actually also give himself in to Gurus, run away to a miklot. And the Ritz throws in a word because there could be a dangerous outcome. If this Ritzayach, or the one who claims he is the Ritzayach, runs to a miklot, and then he goes out to a miklot, takes a day off, the Goyle Adam could kill him. Would the Goyle Adam be Chayav Misa or not? Is he a Ritzach? Is not a Ritzach? It seems to be you have to have Shnei Eidim even to go into a Miklot. There's a procedure, you go to Bezin, two Eidim witness this happened. B'Shoigig, you go into Gurus. Alpi Atzmoy is a Sufik. The Gemara doesn't talk about it. The person can walk himself into Gurus or run to Gurus himself even though he knows for sure he killed B'Shoigig. The Rishonim is stopping that. The Moinah Mitzvahs, when they bring this Mitzvah of Miklot, the Rambam says, the mitzvah is on Bezdin, when they have a Ritzach, B'Shoigig, to throw him into Golus, to send them packing into Golus. It's a mitzvah on Bezdin. And the Achroinim bring an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, when someone is sentenced to Dalet Mitzvah Bezdin, who pays for it? Who pays for the rope? Who pays for the equipment Bezdin use to kill the Ritzach? The taxpayer. The Gemara says, you can't expect the person being sentenced to pay for his own death penalty. The Gemara says, a surah person should give himself in to die. We see the Chayyim Chazal, where even an Indian of paying for it, or assisting to be part of the Oynish, is not a mitzvah on the Ritzach. It's a mitzvah on the Bezdin to carry out the Oynish, which the Torah says, to give the person who did Aveira. But it's not an obligation on the person himself, Chiyuv Gavra, to help Bezdin in the procedure of carrying out the death penalty. There's an interesting Tshuva Mechas Eluzo where he discusses, just to go off the point a second, when a person is sentenced to death wrongly, to Eidim, the person himself knows he wasn't Mechal Shabbos, he wasn't Ritzach, he knows for sure I didn't do this Aveira. To Eidim, Shakronim, whatever the case is, say he did. And Bezin, give him the death penalty. Death sentence. Does he have to give himself in, or should he run away? He knows for himself for sure he never did this Aveira. Bezin? Paskin, Pishnei Eidim Ksherim, he's Mechoyer Misa. Mechoyer, there are only three Averis in the Torah, which are Yehorog Vali Aver, Avad Zorog and the Rosh Shuchas Domim. There's no mitzvah in the Torah to allow yourself to be killed wrongly. So Mechoyer, the person should run away. So the Achron discussed this idea of a person who knows for himself, this is not true, can he flee, can he avoid, not only members to do with Misa. And the Sivis talks about if somebody takes someone else to Bezdin, you owe me money. And Bezdin taka passing yet, taka owes him money. He knows for sure he never lent him money. He knows the whole thing is not true. 100%. There's a shalad and Torah, he doesn't have to pass him. He knows for sure this transaction never took place. I am not mechuyev to Ploini money. Can he avoid paying? Can he schlep around and not pay? Or is it mechuyev api bezin? The seer says, no, if you know for sure, 100%, that you don't owe money, not when it's a shalom, but I'm sure you never took place, this will nothing to do with you, you can avoid paying, you can avoid receiving a punishment when it's tak and not true. And when the chiyuv of Misa, or Malkus, or Imiklot, is, according to the Rambam, a chiyuv on the Bezdin to carry out, not a chiyuv on the person himself to walk into Golus. Nevertheless, the chiyuv, when he brings down this mitzvah in Parshas Maaseh of Imiklot, he says he brings the mitzvah in two parts. There's a mitzvah on Bezdin to throw a Ritzach into Imiklot. There's also a mitzvah on the Ritzach to go to Imiklot, for the simple reason, because if you read the Pasuk, in Parshas Maaseh, it seems to be the whole reason a person goes into Golus is why? He's scared of the Goy Adam. There's a Goy Adam who's allowed to kill you. You're a Tzeh Pashogi. So this is a way out to save yourself. If there's no Goy Adam, or you don't know, the Goy Adam doesn't know about it, there were no Edim, Mechori, you wouldn't have to go to Golus. Golus is just helping you to save your life. Torah gives you a way out. Go to a Miklot. Showing you explain, go to the Uri Alevim, you become a mensch there, correctional facility. Whatever the case is, there's no Goyil Adam, or there's no Eidim, the Chorah, the Pusuk doesn't say you have to go to Golus, the Pusuk is about Goyil Adam. Nevertheless, says the Chinuch, the Inyan of going to a Miklot is not only running away from the Goyil Adam, it's not only the Bezdin have to make sure you get there, it's also an Inyan that Ritzach himself should go to Golus because he needs a Kapura. It's not only an oynish where Mises Bezdin, we just explained it more than ever, you don't give yourself in, you don't assist your own death penalty. Going to Golus is actually Kapura, and the Achrayim bring a riot, the Gemara says the Makkos, Shomtehe, Mesusoi Shomtehe Kivurusoi. The Ratzeach Veshoigi, he dies in Imiklot, he's buried in Imiklot until the Kohen Gadol dies. Once the Kohen Gadol dies, they take his body, his bones out of the Imiklot. Once he's dead, there's no Ritzach Adam, there's no Goy Adam. There's no one to be scared of. Why does he have to be buried in the Imiklot? So we see clearly, his Kapura still continues until the Kohen Gadol dies. He has to be dead or alive in the Imiklot. So it's nothing to do with Goy Adam. It has to also do Goy Adam. But it's even when there's no Goy Adam, he still has to have his Kapura. And the Chinuch was clearly, it's the mitzvah on the Goy Adam, on the Ritzach, to go to Golus, not only the mitzvah on the Bezdin to put him to Golus, the mitzvah on the Ritzayach to walk into Golus. And the Chinuch explains, why does he go to Golus? Someone, such a takula, was caused through him. A person goes away from his family, from his friends, from Eretz Meladatoy, and he lives all his life in a strange place, in a different place. It's a type of Misa. It's a gulus, which is a type of imprisonment. Which is another place in the Torah we find the inn of an open prison, but it's an imiklot, it's a prison away from everyone. There's another place in Chazal we find the inn of prison, which is slightly different. The Mishnah Sanhedrin, the Gemara Sanhedrin discusses the case of Machnisin Oysa Lekippah. When someone does an Aveira, three times. First time he gets Malkus. The second time he gets Malkus. In a very shesh v'chi of chorus, with Amchil Shabbos, he gets Ochal Chaylev. He ate Chaylev once. He ate Chaylev again. He got Malkus twice. The third time he eats Chaylev, says the Mishnah, there's no Malkus anymore. This fellow is a Moirid. We get rid of him in an indirect way. Machnis Nois Lekepa, you imprison him in a small room. So. And you feed him dry bread and water. It's a procedure where his stomach, his kishkes, they expand. At the end of the day, he dies. It's not a Mises Bezdin, but it's a Misa, which, not a Mises Bezdin, but it's an indirect Misa, Machnis Nois Lekippah, where you throw him into this cell. Same thing, the Mishnah says, Misha Horog Amazit, somebody killed by Amazit, without Edim, or the Edim didn't see each other. You fail on the technicality, but we know for sure this person was Ritzach B'Mezid. We can't carry out Dalad Mises. but we will put him into this cell until he dies in an indirect way. Three times, an lav shesh bepurus, and you put him into the kippah. It's not like no dudi itzik, which asked when I was speaking about Jain and Chazal, if this is anything to do with monopoly, going to jail. Or the havdil, if you go to jail, you throw three doubles. This is the three times when a person is over, but made it. Alav, machnis nois lekippah. The third time, there's no chance, and we go straight to the skipper. Anyway, another Indian where we find in the Torah the Indian of going to jail, or similar Indian, in the parasha Metzora. The Metzora, someone has a negat ras, which is not clear where it's heading. V'hizgiro yoisa koin. The second week, there's no change. It's again v'hizgiro koin shenis, the koin. And Rashi explains, he locks him up. Apart from the fact that you throw him out, v'shal choisim la'machne, a tzerua, a tomer, has to go out of the machne Yisrael, has to go to gulus. Apart from the inyan gulus, v'hizgiro koin, Rashi explains in the Chumash, you lock him up in a house. He's confined to one room. Which is the Mishnah Achrona, one of the Mefarshim Mishnayos in Maseches Neguim, he says, Lule de Rashi, without Rashi, we would explain his Girei HaKohen doesn't mean actually an inn of imprisonment. Why should you lock him up in a room? What would you gain from that? He's in a room or not? He explains his Girei is a Suffolk, we're not sure what the Nega is, but then he brings a Medrash. The Medrash says, Yesh, there is a Beis Asurim B'dei Odom, and there is a Beis Asurim B'dei Shemayim. We see Hashem sends him to prison, v'hizgiro koin, he goes into a similar type of gulus of imprisonment. Those are the places in the Chazal we find, in the Torah and Chazal we find the oynish of prison. The Achronim talk about the Ramon Arachayim, Simshin Amates, brings from the Goinim. Well, once upon a time, the Bothedinim had a koich, had a power to punish people. And we know Bezdin, Makim, Onshesh, Lo Natoir, Bezdin have every generation, every place, they had their own ways of dealing with troublemakers. And they used to imprison people. In the shul they had a cell, or they took care of people in different ways. When Bezdin had the powers. And the Ramon Arachayim brings from the Goyim, the Mishnah says in Beyo, you can't pass in a din on Shabbos. On Shabbos there's no Moshe Bezdin, same way there's no Mekha Memke, Shema Yichta, we're going to write down, or Bezdin Paskin, so there's no din on Shabbos. And the Ramon brings in the Rechaim Simshin Lamates, a similar way, you don't imprison someone on Shabbos. If you have someone, and he has to be locked up, Afi Bezdin, for whatever he did, he's a troublemaker, you don't do it on Shabbos, you're not done a din on Shabbos. Now the Achronim discussed this in many generations, in many cases. They had somebody they had to get a hold of on Shabbos. He's going to run away. If you don't get hold of him now, he's leaving his wife. And Aguna was scared to run away. We need to have him under lock and key. If Mishum Tzorah Gudel, you can do it on Shabbos. And the Shosyak of Asakasha, we started off with the Mekoshe Sheitzim. And we find the Torah clearly, the Mekoshe Sheitzim was locked up on Shabbos. They found him on Shabbos and they put him to Bezdin, they put him to Mishma. To see if you're in a positive Chumash, you can do it on Shabbos. So this is Oishveh, this is Minat Torah, you can. The whole Chashas, the Shema Yichtov, is only a Zerah Darbun, which is later. The Achronim answer differently as well. Not only was the Mekoshe Sheitzim before the Zerah Chazal, but even if we would say the imprisonment is a din, which is also on Shabbos, could be Minat Torah as well. For different limudim, the Gemara learns out, you can't do Dawud Mises on Shabbos, you can't be Manish on Shabbos. The Mekoshe Sheitzim, why did they put him in the prison? We explained before, he was scared to run out the Midbar, he's going to hide. He can run away.
Why would he run away? Because he volunteered to do this Issa. That's an example, so they say.
He
wouldn't have run away.
Why would they put him away? Oh, the Megadav. Let's go and move into the Megadav. Eh? Why did they put him into prison? They were scared he's going to run away. This wasn't a punishment on its own, because we know, you never punish a person with two punishments. There's no Malchus and Misa. If there's a punishment, you give him the more chomotic punishment, the worst punishment.
Seder.
Once again, to that in a second. But the Mekoshesh, they didn't punish him by putting him to prison. They just wanted to hold on to him in order to carry out the punishment. Masha Enkem, when the Ramo talks about, the Achron talk about putting someone in prison, that's the punishment on its own. That could be worse. Putting someone away just to hold on to him, which remembers, and let's show they have the Shabbat as well. You have it here as well. If you have someone a Ghana, but Yiddish a Ghana on Shabbos, Rechon Islam, can you put him under lock and key on Shabbos? If it's not a punishment, because a person can't carry out a punishment on his own, even a shaman can't punish, they can hold on to someone till he gets his punishment. The Bezdin can punish, the Yochid can't punish. If so, the Yochid would be allowed to lock somebody up on Shabbos as a precaution. He shouldn't run away. The Indian of not imprisoning someone on Shabbos only when it's carried out as a punishment. If it's just carried out to hold on to him, now Chayim say there's no problem. Now you mentioned the problem of Seder on Shabbos, which Chayim discussed as well. Would there be, they don't discuss it, there are more, the other Chayim discussed the Indian of putting someone under lock and key on Shabbos because you want to hold on to him, you shouldn't escape. Why is there no problem of Seder on Shabbos of hunting? Oh, the question is, Seder applies only to Yesh B'mino Nitzit, something which is usually hunt. People are sometimes hunted in the case of war, where you capture people. So it could be mino nitzit. The question is, when a person is put under lock and key in a room, is a person an independent person wherever he is in the world? Could you control someone? But even if yes, the person who's run away from the police, he's run away from only a specific group of people. By you locking him up, or the police locking him up, it wouldn't be an in and of tzeder where you take him for yourself, away from everything. And the Shmishavs Kalchosim, from Zamoy Bach, has a whole shmiss about this. Whether, or why, there wouldn't be an in of tzeder of Shabbos if you have a child, could you lock him up in a room as a punishment of Shabbos? Is it a tzeder? But again, a child is somebody who's anyway under your control, and the Mishnah brings a chayv off, which is not a moirid, not running away, but you taking and putting in a room and confining it to a space is not an inner of tzeder, because anyway he's tachas yodah. So a child or somebody who's anyway tachas yodah, there wouldn't be an issa of tzeder on Shabbos. Let's finish off of tying to this week's tzeder somehow. The Bala Toisvus in the parsha this week, parsha Vayera. Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paroi and he gave Asro. Dam Tzvadeya, Kinim, there was no Asro. Every third Makkah, there was no Asro. Why not? Says Balatoysis, the Mishnah Sanhedrin just mentioned. Third time, Machnisa Noisa Lekippah. The third time he did an Avera, Paroi, listen, there's no warning anymore. So Toys bring down this Mishnah, we just mentioned that every third time, the fourth time was a new beginning, give another chance. But every third time, there is no Hasro, and Rabbi Yonosim Ben Simun about to say the Tzachadash Bachav to tell us exactly, we should know which ones were Hasro and which ones didn't have. Sure.